On 98.5. Good morning, Craig. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good to have you in again. I'm well. I'm loving this topic today.
Oh, great. You're a bit of a homework fan, are you?
No.
Nope.
No. I'm on the side of no homework.
No homework.
If I was a principal, if I had the choice, I'd make it no homework.
No homework?
No. Zip. Nothing.
Like Finland. Finland, no homework.
Does it work?
Climb trees. Well, Finland's like one of the top 10 achieving nations with their kids in the world.
There
so
you
you've got some pretty
there you
good...
Go. It works.
Know, he doesn't love Finland.
Let's follow Finland. Let's follow the...
Then you've got the other extreme, which is like, you know, China, Japan, Singapore, where literally like 10 o'clock at night, they're still slogging away and at their night schools and they've got extra classes and they fall asleep the next day in class because they're working so hard.
Yep, that's it. So homework. Why is it so hard?
You know, it's
well, perception's hard, right?
I think it's a perception. Let's be honest. We're busy. As parents, we're often coming home from work, stressed, and the idea of getting our kids to do homework, especially if they don't want to do it, it's really hard. Have you got any homework? No, I don't want to do it. I'm too tired. I spent a whole day at school.
And then if mum and dad don't want to do it.
No, they don't want to do it. And they end up doing it as well. So there's the stress, there's resistance. And some of it's like, what do you have to do again? What's this homework? I'm not even sure what you have to do here. And we get frustrated.
I don't understand.
Nope. Then you've got three kids all with different demands and needs. And you've got computers thrown in. So you've got some of those challenges of technology, of some of the tasks are not clear. We're busy. It's a perfect storm of frustration, especially for our kids at school.
Yeah. Challenging from a teacher's perspective, Craig, just thinking about, I mean, it's something that's there in most schools, I would imagine.
Yeah.
What year does it normally kick in from, generally? What year do they normally start doing homework?
Well, I think if we think about homework differently to a thing that we do to part of their learning journey, you know, so from kindy pre already, they're taking home readers, you know, from pre-primary year one, they're taking home readers that are leveled to read with your kids.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we're starting to do spelling. We're starting to do times tables. So if we see homework as part of their learning journey that we're partnering together, then it's a good thing. And I want to talk about some of the benefits, but I think we've also got to say what it's not. It's just not doing extra work that frustrates parents and frustrates kids. It makes them feel even more worse that they don't understand what they're learning.
I remember the times tables. That was more of a singing practice,
wasn't
it?
It was a bit of a singing thing, wasn't it?
Back in the, they don't do that now, do they?
Oh, we do it a bit. Yeah, a bit of fun.
Really?
You're still singing? And I think we swung away from rote learning, but we're coming back to rote learning. Let's be honest, times tables, you've got to know them. By about grade 3 or 4, you really should know them off by heart because start to use them.
2, 4, 8. You know, anyway, we'll take a break.
Listen, I think you could actually do some extra little on the side.
Indeed. Give us a call. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College is with me. Homework, yes or no? Love to know your thoughts. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Craig, why is homework important? Can you please explain?
Please explain.
Yes, come on.
Listen, I think, like I said to you, I think homework, if we see, probably the key word is partnership. If we see homework as parents partnering with schools for their child's learning, it's a good thing. I think when it becomes just more work, I don't think it's helpful. Why are we just giving more work when they've just spent 5 or 6 hours learning at school?
That's what I can never understand.
The poor kids are just exhausted. They don't need more work. I think if we see it as partnership, like let's help the school and the child with their learning, that's the key.
So, because it's quite onerous, isn't it, for a lot of parents?
It is. And I think that if we see it as like we're reading with our kids, we're helping with their spelling words, we're helping with some of the concepts they're learning in class, but helping what they've already learnt, as opposed to going, didn't you learn this in class? That's a classic question.
Yeah.
I'm not the teacher. Why am I helping you explain algebra, or I'm helping you explain long division? Like, oh, the teacher told me to do it this way, but I learned it this way, and it becomes a frustrating thing. But I think if we see it as partnership and reinforcing learning, and also that partnership of helping our kids know that we're interested in their learning, that's a really good thing.
I was about to say, is the involvement all part of that as well, just actually being involved?
Yeah, and kids feeling valued. It's really interesting. There's a over the last few years, in a lot of Indigenous communities, they've realised that one of the things they need to do better is partner with families and the Aboriginal community to find ways to actually get them on board, you know what I mean? To read with them, to be interested. And they've seen the literacy and the academic rates really go up as the communities have got more involved in the child's learning rather than making it a separate thing. And I would say that when parents are involved in some ways in the kids' learning, then their academic and their achievement and their well-being does go up.
Do you think how much is too much and how little is too little? Like, do you think, is that a challenge for schools to get the balance right between what is appropriate? Because I can remember going to some parent-teacher nights years ago.
Oh, hang on.
And the teacher got up and presented about what was expected. Well, I nearly fell off my chair. I just couldn't comprehend what was expected for the amount of homework.
Yeah.
This is year nine.
Yeah.
I just could not understand it.
And it's unhelpful pressure. It actually doesn't help. I think it puts pressure on kids. They've already got enough pressure and issues they're dealing with. And I think we've got to think, what's the purpose? What's the outcome?
Yep.
And in high school, one of the challenges is with social media, with distractions, that often my kids at high school are spending 4 hours in the homework, but maybe 1 hour of productive time. Mm. And every parent I chat to has got this frustration of technology because all homework is on their screens now.
Yeah, of course.
So how much are you actually doing your work? How much of it is just wasting time and you've got split screens happening? It's a challenge for parents without having all these like filters in and you know, spying on them and that kind of thing. So that is tough.
Mm.
But I think that good habits, you know, if we see that homework is about forming good habits, about learning and lifelong learning, that's a good thing as well. So primary school into high school, good habits of learning, but also being efficient with your time. That is a tough one.
So time management.
Time management is big. And I would agree with you. But, you know, the other extreme is you've got a lot of families are doing extracurricular sport, science,
music,
but also they've got these extracurricular classes on Saturday. So some kids, even in my classes,
really?
Are going to school for most of Saturday.
What? What? On a they're actually learning?
Yep.
On...
Yeah, they're doing extra tuition, extra kind of... these kind of extracurricular organisations that provide extra learning.
Wow.
And some of it's good, it's support. But sometimes I see these kids and they're frazzled and they're just like learning
too
machines.
Much. Yeah.
And so you've got that tendency. I think you've got the other tendency, just cruisy kind of cruise through life. But we know you've got to work hard. You know, working hard is not a bad thing. And having good disciplines and habits is also important. I don't want to be operated on by a doctor that's gone, you know what, I just fluffed through medical school and I know a few things, but I don't really know what I'm doing. But
yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm a really nice person. Mm. Are you okay if I, you know, open your heart and do some surgery?
Yeah.
Like, actually, no, is there someone else available that I can have help me there? So I think that's the tension with all these things, isn't it?
Mm.
What are we aiming for?
Yep.
But remember, the key thing is partnership with parents and getting parents to... in some way feel involved in the kids' learning. That's why homework is important.
That's good. On 98.5 weekdays with Mike, Craig Hunter's with me from Rehoboth Christian College. We're chatting about homework. I think it's fairly clear, Craig, that I obviously didn't, in my school days, did not do any homework hardly at all.
I don't think you're a big fan.
A big fan.
I don't think you're a big fan of school much at all, were you, Mike?
I couldn't wait to get out, to be honest.
Yeah,
it just wasn't. Yeah,
I don't. And I think it sounds terrible, but school's not for everyone.
I was here for the fun. I was the comedian.
Really?
I was just here to have fun.
Every class has got to have one of those, don't they?
Absolutely. I used to get in trouble a lot.
Yeah, so the teacher wasn't laughing with you. They were kind of like straight to the principal.
Yeah, straight to the principal's office. I used to hang out there quite a bit. But I was never a big fan of homework.
And those Catholic schools, pretty strict?
I went to a Catholic boys' school.
Oh, that tells me everything.
Very, very strict indeed. Should we leave that there?
Yeah, let's move on. And
now, look, let's talk about some strategies, though, to help kids with their homework.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I just think a few basic things. And I think one is to just to encourage them and be involved. It is tough in our busy lives, but take an interest in what they're learning. I think having a desk is important in their room.
Really?
With good lighting. I think.
Why is that?
I think it's that whole sense of a space where we're here to learn. This is my learning space. And remember, we're forming habits, especially in primary school, for high school, and for lifelong learning. You know, my boys are at uni and I'm doing some extra study as an adult. And the whole idea of a space where we can learn is really important. And it's no distractions there. Maybe you've got some pictures, got some times tables up there on the wall or something.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Or a reading corner where they can read their books and some pillows. So make learning fun and positive rather than like there's lots of noise bearing or you've got the blender going and there's TV going over here.
Yep.
And I think those sense of space is important. I think also expectations are tough as well. So you know, funny story with projects. And let's be honest, as parents, often we want to help our kids with their projects, don't we, Mike?
We do.
Yeah,
projects.
And always find out at the last minute. It's always like I've got this due tomorrow or next week. So I remember one time we had to make this seal. It was like an Antarctica project. So he decided to make a seal out of paper mache. So you've got to get the balloon, the head. So we had it going, but it was the middle of winter. It was a cold night. So the only thing we can think of is we'll put it out on the table. The sun comes in there, so we'll put it out on the table to dry overnight.
Perfect.
I mean, what could go wrong?
Exactly.
So we come out in the morning, and I heard this noise during the morning as I'm going, what's going on out there? Then there's all these birds there, and it was paper mache, wasn't it? So they're loving it. So they just basically picked the whole thing to pieces. So I don't know who was more upset, my child or me. I was like, I made this. I mean, we made this. I mean, you made this. And then now it's due. And you should have told me. So I had this massive blow up. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, this stupid penguin that I'm, or this seal that I'm making. So I think I actually called the teacher. Can we have an extension on that project?
You called the teacher to say, could you have an extension?
Could we have an extension on the project? The birds ate the project.
Oh,
and of course, the
it.
Teacher goes, you've had a few weeks to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, no, my child, I didn't know about it. And if I would have known, I would have been more organized. And I think sometimes we compensate for our kids. And I mean, yeah. The worst thing is that you get some parents or you know, we're trying to help with their homework. And it is hard sometimes. What are the instructions? But, you know, my encouragement is keep it positive, stay calm,
yeah.
And relaxed and positive. And also, when they get home from school, my suggestion is try and get them outside. You know, do something outside, even if they kick a soccer ball or get out in nature. Because the last thing you want is for the whole day at school, they come home straight on the computer or straight in their homework.
Straight back into it.
Yeah, and that's tough. And I think we've got to find that rhythm and balance with our kids that limit the time.
Mm.
And I'd even suggest this. Look, 15, 20 minutes they've spent and they've been focused on it, write a note to the teacher and say, you know what, they've spent half an hour and I think that's enough.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that most schools have policies about how much they should be doing. If they really generally focus, and let's be honest, some kids have got, that they're not academic. They've got special needs or they've got different learning styles. And I think we need to push back a bit as parents.
Mm.
If it's a partnership, it's a two-way partnership. Hey, my kid's learning. They spent time with it. They didn't understand it or they didn't understand this question, but they had to go. And I think that's where there's got to be a two-way relationship with parents and teachers with integrity, not kind of like, my kid couldn't do it,
yeah,
but we're actually out, you know, doing other stuff and my kids were not supported. So I think that partnership really important is to build that with a teacher and let them know that you're for them, you're for their kids' learning, but you're going to put some boundaries around the time and expectation around those things.
Mm. That often comes up when we have a chat about the importance of that communication with the teacher.
It is. And remember, and teachers have got the best for our kids.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Absolutely.
They're professionals.
Yeah.
Like going to a doctor. You don't go to a doctor who's trying to prescribe you something that's going to make you sick.
Mm.
And I think if we see that teachers are doing the best they can,
yeah.
Do whatever you can to build that rapport and build that kind of connection for the sake of your child's learning.
Craig, we are out of time. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks' time and continue our discussion.